We could go anywhere we pleased, regardless. We were just interested in the road on account of the community being jammed. I've known patients to die. We had no doctor here, none whatsoever. We'd die before we'd get to...
Who'd deliver the babies?
That was my job. Going and getting this old Dr. L.O. Miller.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I kept a horse in my stable all the time, night and day.
Where did Dr. Miller live?
He lived at the west end of Grand Chenier.
I thought he lived in New Orleans.
Oh, that was his two brothers. It was M.O. Miller and L.O. Miller. L.O. Miller was quite a bit older than M.O. The old doctor at Grand Chenier was older than I was. Yes, sir.
How did you get him? I mean, to get him to come out here like this must have been some...
He'd come on horseback. Everything had to tally out right for me to make it from 8 to 10 hours, there and back. And you had to have a good horse to make it at that.
Grand Chenier was a...
Right.
Or
now, whenever I'd get at the east end of Grand Chenier, I had a cousin of mine there that was into the Miller family, because his mother was a sister to Dr. Miller's brother. She was a sister to their daddy, old man Eugene Miller. I was named after him. And old man Eugene Miller was a nephew to my mother and daddy. You get the point? Well, I'd go to this little Sturley's boy, and he always worked cattle with us, so he kept a saddle horse, we call in them times. He'd done nothing else but that. And you had to keep them up on feed strictly so that they would have the strength and the will. And we'd pick out our horses. We'd try a horse before we'd ever keep him for that purpose. Give him a test, you see, and we'd find out that if he was good or no good, and he had to be a good mud horse, because we had some boggy marshes to go through. Well, I'd go to his house. He had an old Model T car. If that's the way I'd go on down and get Dr. M.O. Miller. Well, I'd stop at his daddy's, and he'd have him a horse ready when we got back there. Then we'd hit the ball. And he carried all of his equipment in them times, what we call saddle bags, that you hook on the back of your saddle, and it hangs down on both sides, made out of good, strong leather. And then with a flap on top with a little narrow strip and a buckle underneath that, you buckle that strap. And I'd take the lead, and I could hear that sometime when we'd hit little, because there's some hills all the way through that marsh, put a well through it. We'd hit high places, other places would be in water this deep. But when it hit them holes, I'd take off in a lope, and I could hear them saddlebags, you know, hitting on his horse coming behind me. Night and day, I couldn't see each other. Sometime he'd holler at me, "You're going a little too fast," he'd say. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then. It was hard.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, a woman, they wouldn't have a woman maybe if they couldn't get a doctor?
Well, they would have what we call the midwife, yeah. One of my older sisters, she died here about 2 years ago. She was 99 years old when she died. Well, she would go, and then there was a lady on this end, a Mrs. She did a lot of that.